ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
All right, we got lots to talk about. We really do. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. And, as well, to those that are now awakening to the fact that, America, you're in trouble. It's time to get busy. Well, so you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. On Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, double E, BradleyDean1, or go back to Facebook with, well, check me out there too. Two websites, BradleyDean, double E, BradleyDean, double E. Phone lines are accessible, 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this really is your show. We're not ball hogging it, so jump on the air. Let 53 countries hear your perspective, 1-877-807-9977. Before I hand it over to Jake, we're going to have with us in just a couple minutes Chase. He's the street team leader for the Sons of Liberty and YouCanRunInternational.com, which is a branch of this ministry, Sons of Liberty Radio. And he's going to tell you what he does, where he goes, what his message is. Give us a couple scenarios, Chase. He'll do just that. And we'll ask him, well, how do the people respond? And would you like to be a part of the team? Yes. Would you like to be a part of the team? So, in saying all that, to say this, friends, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that?
It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head, and that is why. If you go to our Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook right now, we just posted a story, and this has been going off the hook, I would say. I think that is not a...
It's been knocking out of the park. WND, top scroll page.
Yep.
We did awesome on WND. It's on Freedom Outpost front page. Just literally knocking it out of the park. But this is another topic, Jake, that most people aren't wanting to talk about. And it's important that you understand this information, friends.
It kind of came out in the midst of all these scandals and then just got kind of buried. This old man just died recently, and that is sad. Death is sad, especially if you're not repentant. If you aren't. But then there's also
sometimes,
the death.
That's right. Sooner than later.
There's
yeah.
also the death of the wicked that will not turn. And so the sooner justice prevails, the better society will be. Well, this particular gentleman, in his old age, he invented this phraseology called attention deficit. What does the HD stand for? I don't know. Hyper disorder.
Yes.
Well, that reminds me of every young kid, you know, that's got a lot of energy and they need to be focused. And if they're not focused, then they kind of get loopy and crazy.
Well, dude, what they do is they sit around in a conference room and they say, we need to create another disease.
That's what happened.
So can you guys, like, try to bring in, well, let's bring, like, let's do it like this. Let's bring in, like, eight syllables and we'll make it a word.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what I mean?
Oxtahambadahu.
Yeah, so people, eight times.
Yep.
So people can't understand what it is because, after all, we don't understand it.
That's right.
Because if we did, it wouldn't be that hard to explain it.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, have you ever heard those disclaimers, too, after they come up with the name, you know, and then they have a disclaimer for the pill if you take it, you know, you get chaffy elbows and all this other stuff, and it's
yes.
going a million miles an hour. Have you ever heard those before?
It's really not that funny, but it
no,
really,
but
you all,
that
I
is.
Know. I
it's
know.
Attached to every one of these made up, speaking of the father of ADHD. Calls himself a liar, and then dies.
It's a fictitious disease, he said. Now, folks, let me ask you what kind of a person you must be to put your kids on antidepressants, known street drugs, illegal street drugs back in the 50s. These are the side effects. Confusion, depersonalization, hostility, hallucinations, manic reactions, suicidal ideation, loss of consciousness, delusions, feeling drunk, alcohol abuse, homicidal ideation. Here's a commercial for you, friends. Listen to the seriousness as to what we're saying. Of course, we're being facetious, but we're also being very serious about what we're saying. Listen to this commercial.
If you're dealing with the pain of chapped elbows, find freedom with Flarinex.
Warning, side effects include dry mouth, headache, nausea, bloating, cramping, baldness, loss of vision or hearing, sterility, vertigo, irregular bowel movements, inability to control them, gangrene, paralysis, osteoporosis, lowered immunity, leprosy, brain damage, internal bleeding. If you're pregnant or nursing or know someone who is, or if you work closely with chemicals, wood, paper, or computers, if your family has a history of cancer, alcoholism, or old age, if you live alone, if you own a car or truck, if you do not live alone, if you are taking other medications such as acetaminophen or ibuprofen, consult your doctor to see if Flarinex is right for you.
Flarinex, freedom from dry chapped elbows.
Do you remember when these commercials came out? And again, on a serious note, it's ridiculous. It really is.
To think about that, I mean, what?
45 seconds of a minute commercial is spent on the side effects of the drugs that are supposed to be there to help you. And people have the stupidity and the audacity to put their kids, their little kids, on these dangerous psychotropic drugs.
That's right. This is a column Bradley just released. It's father of ADHD, calls himself a liar. It's on Sons of Liberty Facebook. We've gotten some feedback here. Carl Johnson said, I believe ADHD is a fictitious disease. Well, it's good you believe that because the father of it said it is. Fictitious disease is in the sense of it is not a disease, but a symptom of other psychological, sociological, and physical problems we are faced with in our world. That is true. I mean, we can talk about behavior and break down those words. Psychological because children need attention from parents.
Of course.
They don't have the time with their busy schedule due to this indebted consumer society, and they too are ADHD products of their parents. Sociological, and that's a quote because he doesn't believe in this. But the point is this gets perpetuated on through the generations and generations. Look at kids when you've got iPhones. Everything you're set at is these little teeny increments. You got to hold their attention. I can't remember the last time I've seen a kid just sit down and read a book.
You're saying a lot, Jake.
I know.
There's
so much to say.
They have no problem sitting down and watching a cartoon.
As long as it's captivating, it's going. Watch a documentary, and it's like, this is boring.
Yeah, because I have to learn, I have to think, I have to murmur, ponder, salah,
That's right.
What's interesting about ADHD, friends, and we're going to talk about this, we're going to get into depth on this topic in just a couple minutes here, but it's interesting that the Lord said to us, train up a child in the way he or she should go, and when they are old, they will not depart from that way.
That's right.
Okay.
That's the text.
And Scripture also says that he withholds the rod hates his child.
Mm-hmm.
Right? God chastises those that he loves. Mm-hmm. So in other words, we're being told by mental health professionals that are only being used to stupefy you so they can suck your wallets dry and the insurance companies dry off the ignorance of the American people saying, oh no, he has ADHD. ADHD falls to the parents, not to the kid. The kid is a blessing, not a curse, friends. And it's the parent's job to raise up the child, not the child, the parent.
Yep.
Even in public schools, ADHD. This is live radio, Heather. Welcome to the club. What's interesting, I'm going to pull Heather up here, one of our producers, really quick. But isn't it interesting, even in public schools, what are they trying to do with the children in public schools? They're trying to set them up for the fall through a program called?
Teen Screen.
Yes,
Teen Screen.
What is it, Heather?
They ask a bunch of questions like, is there any time where you feel depressed or that you're not are lonely or that you're not as good looking as others?
Okay, can you stop for a second?
I want to set this up for the fall.
Yeah, I want to take this really slow. So the first question, this is what they are asking your kids in public schools.
We'll get back to this topic in just
important.
A couple minutes here, friends. We're going to bring Chase up real quick, and then we're going to get back to this topic. Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Lots to say, friends, in 2 short hours. Stick with us. sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I love the Sons of Liberty show. I'm glad to hear the take from a couple of constitutional scholars, patriotic Americans, rather than internationalist subversive talking heads.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. Call 1-866-233-0747.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch and your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comblock shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duffbill magazines.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all-natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Phone lines are accessible. Again, friends, this is your radio program. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Or go online, check us out. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook and or Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on Facebook. Jake, real quick.
Yes, sir. We have a Memorial Day special. We're posting it on Facebook right now. Sons of Liberty Radio. At Facebook. Gosh. At the end of this Memorial Day special, this is important. We've been talking about it for quite some time.
Gosh.
I know. Gee whiz. Wally. We've been talking about it for quite some time. Dr. Jerry Newcomb, Bradley had spoke to the church, Coral Ridge Ministries Church, the new Presbyterian church, back in February. And Jerry Newcomb did TV with the late D. James Kennedy. It was called Truths That Transform. It was all over the country, all over the world, from what I
literally
understand. People
even on
watching
ships,
it.
Military right. ships, yep, 7 days a week.
Amen. And so that show is now carried on by his daughter and Jerry, Jerry Newcomb, Dr. Jerry Newcomb. Jerry had Bradley on
but
the air.
But here's the kicker real quick, Jake. Yeah. Did you know that he's still preaching? He's been dead for,
yeah,
I think,
know,
6 years now. And they still, these are all reruns that are being played out.
And they're still relevant.
Yep. Oh, my gosh.
Today.
Totally relevant.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
So Jerry heard Bradley speak and then brought him on the radio program, and you all know what happened down in Florida when we went to Spanish River and had that precedent-setting victory for that high school down there, John. And after that happened, Jerry said, you know what, I was so impressed with Bradley speaking and what his assembly message is, and I really want to articulate the fact that a guy like Bradley can go out and reach our next generation, because the church is predominantly older folks, and we need to do a special of some sort on Coral Ridge, on the Coral Ridge Hour. So what he did is he went and got together a budget, and he made the pitch to everybody down there, and they all, you know, they all unanimously agreed we need to get Bradley Dean on there, along with Billy and Karen Vaughn. So this was a process.
I'm trying to figure out if I seen anybody in that room that didn't have blue hair.
Yeah.
God bless everyone.
God bless that blue hair too, man. Yeah. They've been great. So after that, Billy and Karen Vaughn got a part of this, and they did a special segment on Coral Ridge Hour. It's going to play on Memorial Day, and I believe it depends on what time zone you're in, from 7:30 in the morning on Eastern time, I think, or 8:30 in the morning, 7:30 Central, and it's going to be playing on DirecTV, Dish TV, all these other things. That
National
no
television.
Idea about.
Yep. Yeah, pretty cool stuff, friends.
And then we'll also have a link to be able to share with you if you're not able to get access to TV like I'm not. You're going to be able to see this, but it's a phenomenal piece. It's great, and we're really excited about it.
And the correlation is teaching you the lesson or bringing understanding to you, our friends, that the price paid in the natural, we have to understand that there's spiritual significance as well. And we're bringing that correlation to teach you natural things so you can understand spiritual things. And it's a strong, common sense-based correlation. You'll get it right away, and it's very cool. I watched it. It was 9 minutes. You're going to probably look at it and say, well, what's Bradley, what is he doing being a part of this ministry. Mm-hmm. I think what's happening is they're turning around saying we better reach the next generation, because if we don't, they're going to be there to curse us.
I'll speak to that. That is exactly what Jerry said when he called. He said, listen, you know, I mean, and they have a lot of people that have a great show when DJ Kenny's preaching, even though it's 7 years ago, it's still right on top.
He's great.
He identified with the fact, and I think, too, your testimony of meeting D. James Kennedy before he passed was a big impact on the ministry as well. As a matter of fact, some of them sent us emails, and so that was a very touching story. We'd love to hear about the late D. James Kennedy and how the two ministries are really the same spirit, the same message, delivered different and packaged different. Yeah. But Jerry said, we've got to reach the kids, and I want this to be specifically about that. How do we articulate this message to the next generation?
And you know what's interesting about that? It was funny because when I was sitting there with D. James Kennedy, we were sitting in front of the cameras, and he asked me who my favorite preacher was, and I said Charles Spurgeon. He said, that's my favorite preacher, too.
Right.
So, I mean, 300 years, almost going on 300 years later now, if I had a pastor that was alive, an apostolic pastor, it's Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers.
Yeah.
I mean, that boy was hooked up with the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Speaking of a boy, he was 17 when he got his first pulpit. 17.
Yeah.
Never traditionally trained.
Yeah.
And then later started his own Bible college and trained ministers.
And what's interesting is, how did he get saved? A storm blew him into a church.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Amen.
When it was cold, he needed shelter. And he said, look unto me. I'm watching a documentary on him right now. And it's just phenomenal, that story, and then how he progressed. But 17.
Yeah.
He was never ordained, quote unquote. Never went to college. He was smart. He was come from a line of preachers.
That's what I was just going to say. His genealogy shows you that God had a hand in everything that was going on. And for him to have a pulpit at 17 years old is quite impressive. And if you go to the modern version, let's say a prophet was MLK.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a young man that got pulled into a fight. And the older generation said to him, we believe that you're the man that can do this. And he took it up as a young man.
That's right.
And because of it, everywhere you go, you see Martin Luther King Drive, Martin Luther King Jr. Junior drive here and there. It's
Boulevard,
like totally. You know, what's the old saying? You know, persecute the living Christians, the saints, and praise the dead ones. Oh boy, there's nothing new under the sun, is there?
They get roads and everything. Once
totally,
they die.
That's awesome. I mean, that's what I'd be looking for when I'm dead. Then they're gonna make a street, and they're gonna call a street after my name. That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, that's why we're in ministry, right?
You know, my mom said to me before she died. She said, "Honey, before she knew she was gonna die, she died a year ago in December." She said to me, honey, give me flowers while I'm alive.
Yeah.
Don't wait until I'm dead.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. That's how you do things, right? I mean, we're alive and we want to share the wealth of the Spirit. Yeah.
Anyway. This is the time to do it.
Well, we got Chase in here really quick, friends, and his face is beat red.
We're going to keep going until you break in, brother.
Yeah, no, that's okay. But really what we want to do, friends, is I want to show you a facet of this ministry, a branch of this ministry, and it's called You Can Run International. We've done over 342 high schools, me and Jake, over the last 12 years, actually going on 13 years now, have been on live radio. We used to be with KKMS, which is Salem Communications across the country, and now we're with Genesis Communication Networks. And so we broke off from doing the high schools to radio, and we've been doing both. We broke into tea parties now, and Chase came in the door, and he said, you know what, I can take over the street team facet of the ministry, the branch of the ministry. And he's been with us for about 2 years now, and the kid has proven himself day in and day out, week after week, month after month, year after year. And so what I wanted to do is I wanted to bring him in for our listeners to hear who is he and what does he do. So, Chase, you're a redheaded kid. Got cool glasses.
Yes, sir.
Great you look shoes. Like the guy from Jurassic Park, but you have red hair, not black hair. That's a compliment.
No black daughter yet.
So. Okay, no black daughter. That's probably a positive.
Mm.
But in saying that, and your prospective wife, she is Caucasian as well. So that's probably not in the cards anyways. Okay. Anyways, in saying that, so you are all across the country.
Yep.
And in the process of going across the country, you're doing street teams. What does that consist of?
Well, we have teams that set up with small tables. We go outside of retail centers, gas stations, wherever people are going to be in a town. And we carpet bomb as many places as we possibly can, getting gospel tracts out into people's hands,
Amen.
Holding up the mirror of the law, letting people be polarized. That's usually what happens. People are there. All for us or all against us, you know, but it's good for them because they can't say nobody told them on Judgment Day.
That's right.
You know, so we're ministers, first and foremost. We also get to support the ministry as a whole. We raise support, distribute materials. We got all kinds of different arms out there.
Give me a scenario. So, like, let's say you're sitting at a gas station or you're sitting at a store and you're in front of the doorway, right? You're right by the doors there, and someone walks up to you. What do you say to them?
You say, hey, come check it out. I mean, it's pretty simple. They're not used to people actually being open-hearted enough to actually talk to them while they're going
break into their world.
You mean like,
yeah, totally.
You mean like real Christianity?
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, okay.
We'll pump gas for people, whatever it takes just to get a foot in the door there.
Okay.
You know, kind of like Christ washing feet. You know, it just shocks people.
Yeah.
They're not used to it, so they're automatically open to whatever you have to say, whatever it might be. And then as soon as you start preaching the truth, things happen.
So you're constrained by the love of Christ to get into the face of the people.
Yep.
You're young people sitting out there college age, so you're appealing to the next generation, and you've handed out literally millions of tracts over the last 12 years doing street teams alone, friends.
Right.
We sold over 50,000 CDs. Junkyard Prophet is another facet of the ministry. That's junkyardprophet.com. It's second best on sign nationwide. And by the way, Reverb Nation has now named us number one Christian band in the country.
Music.
Yeah, and we've got videos, 444 million potentials through the videos that we've had out there. We've had videos that have ranked second and third nationwide. And so in saying that, there's just really a lot to us, friends. And we got about 15 to 20 people in the ministry that are constantly out there evangelizing, literally, is what we're doing. So does everybody love you out there, Chase? I'm curious.
Oh, yeah, we're the best. You
really?
Know, they pat us on the back and give us all their money, open up their wallets, you know.
Who's your opposition?
The Christians.
Isn't that crazy?
Almost always.
Why? Because they're not out there doing what you're supposed to be doing? Okay.
Of course. Just like
I'm sorry. You're out there doing what they know that they themselves should be doing.
Yeah.
And because they're not doing it, then what they want to do is oppose you.
Well, the Spirit comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment, right?
Amen.
Like they're not ready for it. And so as soon as you start saying, hey, this is what we're doing, there's only this many of us, and we've been doing it for years, and then they say, oh, I'll go to church. You know, I got my own congregation, so I'm good.
Gotcha. You got 1 minute. Fill it with words. Give me a testimonial.
Oh, man. Well, I remember when I first jumped on the teams, literally, it was probably 2 or 3 months after I first started going out there street preaching. I was just kind of testing the waters. I wasn't really sure what the Lord had called me to do. But I remember there was this kid. I went out and just started pumping gas for him, talking to him for a minute. And then it was pretty simple. I didn't even track him, but I started walking back to the front of the table, and the Spirit just dropped on me. I had to go back to him. I walked back to him to give him a gospel track. He was just bawling his eyes out.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, it was awesome. I got to pour out my heart to that kid, and it was really cool. But he actually emailed the ministry later saying, thanks for letting the Spirit pour out. It's like, you can't put a price on that. That put that taste in my mouth for the rest of my life.
And I'm curious to know how many people haven't committed suicide, how many people are going to be in heaven, how many people and how many times we've heard people where they've lost their kids, and they loved what we were doing, and they were reached right before they lost their lives. Now they're in heaven with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Amen.
And so 100%. Here we are, making sure that they get the message before anything like that happens.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy healthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods, watch award-winning documentaries, attend exciting panel discussions, discover the latest natural health products, and be sure to check out the expo hall filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit, but hurry. Tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Hey, this is Karen Vaughn. I am the Gold Star mother of Aaron Carson Vaughn, who was a naval special warfare operator killed in Afghanistan on August 6th of 2011. Our family, in honor of Aaron, has recently begun a foundation called Operation 300. You can look us up at Operation300.com. And what we do is we have an extreme adventure camp for children of fallen soldiers. They can come for a week and be mentored by strong, patriotic, bold, courageous men. Get out in the field and work on projects like shooting guns, learning how to bow hunt, just all sorts of stuff. But what I really want to say today is just how much I appreciate the work Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are doing across this nation. As a mother of a patriot and a patriotic home, I just want to say that this country needs more men like Bradley. We need people speaking out about what our founders believed in, what the principles are that this country was created and founded upon. And we need to repatriotize America. And I'm doing my part. And I'm thankful, so thankful that Bradley's doing his part.
I like that. Repatriotize. That's a cool way of saying it. It really is. We got Chase back with us really quick.
And Chase, you were sharing a testimony that you had when you first came out into the street teams. Now, many of you folks out there right now, if you're looking for a job, you're looking for something to do, you want to engage into ministry. I'm not saying you're sitting on the couch like, dude, I need a job, man. I'm saying you're looking to get into ministry. Chase just gave an example of what happens out there on the streets when we do this. Now, it's not an easy thing. Some days it's raining. Some days the weather and the elements are out there. So you got to be tough. You can't be a little sissy Christian.
You mean we can't, like, sit inside of the building and listen to our professor tell us about Christianity?
We're going to pray for the Great Commission.
You know, it's like Peter, James, John, Paul, the apostles, and the such. It's like, you know, they all had diplomas, too.
They were prayer warriors.
We're just still trying to figure out where they're... You know, where their credentials came from.
That's right. And what you do out there in society, day by day, you said you're confronting society in a good way and in a bad way. It's all good. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So when I say confronting, you're literally stepping and engaging into their world. Can you share some more testimonies? Say somebody, one of our listeners right now, wants to join the ministry, and they found an opportunity now. They can become a street team member. What will they experience when they're out there, say, on a daily basis?
Well, I mean, there's such a wide range. I mean, we've had so many different people come in. I've had people call me everything from, I had a guy tell me he was going to feed me to the lions once, you know, just screaming in my face.
Did he work for Budweiser?
I don't think so. Okay. I mean, I've had people giving me a hug, I've had people say, how do you know what happens in my home? You know, like, how do you know who I am and, like, my life? You know, it's like
it's the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, exactly.
He's alive forevermore.
It's like, amen. You can't put a price on that kind of opportunity.
So you're getting an opportunity there to literally minister into somebody's life at a gas station, a retail store. They've stopped, they've engaged in a conversation, and you're just preaching to them.
Right, exactly. And that's what I was going to say. It's like, it's not like any other job. I mean, this is a full-time opportunity.
That's right.
Is all it is. You know, we're not working for a paycheck. We're out here to do what the Lord called us to do.
Amen.
You know, so, and then he obviously, I mean, he's provided for me time and time again, just me personally. I mean, I can't even tell you how many times he's gotten me through all kinds of crap, you know, even just out on the streets.
Well, through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of God, it says in the book of Acts.
Working death in us and life in them. You know, we're just praying for a hundredfold with every seed that we plant out there.
I remember, boy, it was probably 5 years ago or 6 years ago. When I used to do street teams. That was what I did before this. And there was a mother who came up, and she had a son that she was having a real big problem with. And, folks, this kind of stuff happens on a daily basis. We get the emails. She said, oh, my son would never like your music. He'd never get into it.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, listen, okay, woman, just hold on a second. Get one of these CDs. I want you to give it a try. If he doesn't like it, I'll give you your money back. And so she goes in the store. Okay, blah, blah, blah. She gives her donation, gets the CD, goes in the store. I saw her at the same Walmart again, I think, or retail store, probably 2 months later. She's walking, and I said, hey! And she said, oh, you! That CD I got? It's on the top of my son's CD stack. And he was listening to Slipknot and all this death metal garbage.
Yeah.
And here he got the message in there. Just imagine that. I mean, how many churches, they're expecting people to come to them.
Yep.
You're out there at a retail store. Everybody goes to those retail stores in the towns, and everybody's got to get gas. Yeah. So people from all over the community are coming to you to get the message to them.
Yeah, there's no better venue, you know?
There like isn't.
The of course not. You're called to go out and seek and save that which is lost. Go to the highways and the byways. Sure. For the people, the professors in the church to expect people to come to them, wait a second. Yeah. Go back to Scripture. Jesus went out days
where
they didn't even have a supply of food.
Yep.
You know, friends, 3 days out, and Jesus had to perform miracles through his apostles to feed them. The professed church in America has got it so backwards, it sickens me.
I mean, it's like, hey, Peter, James, John, go deliver flyers tonight. We're going to be at the synagogue at 7 o'clock for a revival.
For revival.
Revival.
You can't revive what ain't dead, friends.
Preach that first. So when these street teamers come out, somebody wants to join the team right now, and you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Get in touch with us if you want to become a street team member. You do get paid.
Yep.
There, you'll get your needs provided for. You get compensated. You're traveling the country, right? You're going into different states all over the
place. That's got to suck for a young person.
That's terrible. I mean, what a gig is that? You get paid, you preach the gospel, and you travel the country.
Yeah.
You know,
in that order, we seek ye first the kingdom
That's
of God. We first seek God with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, and then we get the opportunity to be spent for mankind. That is my life. It's not a part-time job.
Mm-hmm.
It's a full-time heart-giving opportunity as unto my Father, because I want to make sure that we're wise sons that maketh a glad Father.
Amen.
And the way to do that is to open up your heart to Him so He can pour. You're a window to the world, friends. You're called not to be ministered unto, but to minister to. That is Christianity, and people always get in the crosshairs when they try to do it the other way around.
Mm-hmm. You know, Chase, you get to travel now when Bradley speaks in different areas all around the country. Your street teams are right there. So if we're in Florida, there's the street teams.
Yeah.
If we're in North or South Carolina, there's street teams. We're in Iowa, whatever state we're
That's
in.
Right.
So they're traveling all over. They get to partake with Sons of Liberty Radio and the ministry here. But then they're also getting a way to earn income, number one, to provide for their needs.
That's secondary.
And to continue to go.
Yes.
I'm just letting people know it's not just a voluntary position.
No.
You can become full-time as the Lord promotes you in this.
Yeah, effectively
and you need to
sponsor.
Nothing
yourself.
Like it.
That's yeah, totally.
There really isn't. And there's camaraderie. There's unity. To me, it's awesome. I mean, just we used to, when we first started out in ministry, we used to go out and wash cars just so we could get to the people.
Mm-hmm.
And we would do fundraisers that way. And that's how we started out as a ministry.
Right.
And just being out there. And by the way, it's not all bad. It's not all hard. There's a lot of joy in the process of bearing your cross, friends. And Jesus said that. Go to Hebrews 12. But in saying that, you get the pink and blue people. You get to humor people. You get to check people.
Yep.
You get to love on people by warning them to flee from the wrath to come. It's all there. And I think it's a pretty cool opportunity when we can get out there and get in the face of this generation that has no knowledge between. between good and evil. It's one thing to ask the Lord to show mercy to a nation of young people that have no knowledge between good and evil, but it's another thing to be empowered by the Holy Spirit and actually be a part of the answer that God has given to them that we're praying for.
That's right.
Isn't that how it's supposed to work?
Absolutely.
It really is.
We're out there to take the land. You know, I was thinking Joshua and Caleb standing before the promised land. He's already given it to us. It just takes the right people. Yeah. You know, I mean,
harvest
is plentiful. Just the laborers are few. We're looking for more laborers, because there's so many opportunities out there.
So, Chase, you're the street team leader. You're looking for laborers right now. Folks, the opportunity is there for you that are listening now, sonsoflibertyradio.com. I want to give two stories, too, to this. One particular gentleman went to one of these gas stations. He saw one of the teams there that you guys were
at. That's not when you poured the wrong gas.
No, don't talk about that.
Okay.
He got the gospel tracts. He grabbed them and said, oh, cool. You know, he threw them in the glove box. Later on, this guy got a DWI or a DUI or something like that. And as he was cleaning out his car, he found the tracts. He read them and broke down and started crying and sent us an email.
As a witness to
that. And said, thank you so much. I remember when you were out there. I didn't listen then, but boy, I'm listening now.
What about the little girl on Highway 35 when her parents called us and told us that she was killed on Highway 35 and she had our T-shirt on and our jacket?
That's right.
And she totally loved the ministry. In other words, she loved the Lord of the ministry.
That's right.
And before she was killed, she was saved.
Yep.
And that's that
by
kind of stuff.
By meeting our street teams.
That's what makes everything worth it.
This is what, even you listening right now, you can become a part of it. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Nationwide, friends, not just in Minnesota,
right.
Nationwide.
Get ready to move like the apostles did. Another story, and this is a positive here. This girl came into a retail store in a town. And she came in and talked to one of the street teams, Chase. And she got, I think it was one of Stephanie's magazines, I believe it was. One of the Virtue magazines or the One Heart magazines, which we have those available on the store. You can find them on the website. That's right. So she goes in, gets the magazine, comes back out, goes home, starts reading the magazine, sends an email to us. We get it a couple days later. Said, I was going to commit suicide that very day.
Yep.
I ran into your street teams going to Walmart. I was still going to commit suicide, but I got this magazine from them.
Mm.
I think they stopped her enough time to get the magazine in her hands. I came home, I started reading it. I want you to know that this has stopped me. The Spirit of God has stopped me by meeting your street teams.
What about Austin, a new street team member? What about his story? What's his story?
Yeah, he actually met us outside of another retail center. It was down in Iowa.
Yeah.
I mean, he met us probably a good 8 or 9 months ago, one of the teamers who's not with us anymore. But regardless, and then he was going through it. I mean, the Lord brought him through all kinds of different things, putting him through some trials over the next 6 months, and then he called me. I guess 2 months ago now, and said, hey, man, I mean, I've been working so hard. The Lord's been grinding me through so much stuff. You know, I just think it's time that I knew I had a call then, but he pushed him. The Lord's pushing him to it.
Yeah. In thy faithfulness thou was afflicted me that I might learn thy statutes, David said, of the Lord.
Yes, and now he's jumping on. He's traveling around the country with us, preaching the gospel. And he's having a great time doing it and doing well at it, too.
We just got a phone call yesterday from Iowa. A guy wants to be a part of the team. He said, man, you guys are the only ones that are known that are preaching the truth, and I want to be a part of what you guys are doing. Now, friends, this is happening on a nationwide scale. What you need to do is call, get your pencil, get your pen, 1-866-233-0747. Ask for Chase, 1-866-233-0747 to be a part of the street teams on a nationwide basis. It doesn't matter where you're at. Now, if you're in China, that's a different story. If you're in England, that's a different story. We'll get to you in just a little bit. Give us a little time here. But again, that phone number is 1-866-233-0747 and ask for Chase, and we appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Very much.
Thank you, Chase.
Cool. Okay, well, we got 1 minute. Now, friends, listen to what founder of the Salvation Army, William Booth, rightly said. He said, we are not to minister. We are not sent to minister to a congregation and be content if we keep things going. We are sent to make war and to stop short of nothing but the subjugation of the world to the sway of the Lord Jesus. This is the same guy that said, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. Hello. He understands. Well, isn't that what the communists are doing in America today?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yes. They're trying to bring about change. And what are they doing? They're attacking our foundations. Yeah. How about we attack their foundations with the sword of the Spirit, Hebrews 4, and do it the way that the Lord called us. Not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit, saith the Lord. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Thank you, Chase. When we come back, we're going to get back to this fictitious disease called ADHD, friends. And who said that? The author, the liar himself. Yeah. Be right back. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse,
social unrest,
natural disasters,
government takeover,
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia,
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show,
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. 1-877-807-9977. This is Memorial Day weekend. Forget it not.
And this weekend we are going to be airing, there's going to be a special regarding the ministry, Bradley, the Sons of Liberty, also Billy and Karen Vaughn, highlighting the work of both ministries, like we discussed in the first segment. You're going to be able to see this on Sunday morning. It's at 7:30 a.m. Central Time. Locally, if you're one of our Florida listeners, I'm sorry, folks, we've got a lot of people listening all over the country, so I'm going to go through each area. Local listeners, WUCW TV 23 at 7:30 Central Time. That'd be 8:30 your time.
Where will that be? Else?
That's over in the East Coast near the Boca Raton area where Coral Ridge Church is. Then also, it's going to be on DirecTV. It's on the church channel. And this is all on our Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. So
just turn it on for the 10 minutes that we're on, friends. Yeah. Don't be discouraged.
That's right. That's right.
You'll be lifted up.
Click. Yeah, the church channel especially. But you got, like you said, the sermon from D. James Kennedy, et cetera. So the church channel, number 371, at 9 a.m. This is Central Time. This is on DirecTV. Also NRB Network, channel 378, at 8 p.m. Also, WHMB channel 367 at 9 a.m. Central Times. This is on our Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. All these details are there. Dish Network. You can watch it on Dish Network on the church channel, number 258 at 9 a.m.
Do you got like 340 more to go there, Jake? Or?
I've got one little bunch left. Sky Angel. So you can watch it on DirecTV, Direct Network, Sky Angel, locally. And there's also a local broadcast with Antenna Digital Box. Gosh, dude. When I was a kid.
I heard Sky
Angel
was a big deal, but I don't think I've ever watched that channel.
I've never. Yeah. I don't even. When I was a kid, it was like you go, you pull the button, you know,
Yeah, and you got four channels to go to.
That's right, and you like chink, 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 and that was it. Or UHF, you might be able to get a couple more. But it's on Sky Angel, Dish Network, DirecTV, local, WUCW, and then also the local broadcast on Antenna Digital Box, WUCW. Go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You're going to be able to get all those details so I don't make a mess out of it.
Yes, ADHD is a prime example of a fictitious disease. These were the words of Leon Eisenberg, the scientific father of ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder.
Oh, hyperactivity.
In his last interview before his death, ADHD is a prime example of a fictitious disease. Now, what we were bringing up right before we brought Chase on the air with us, we were just talking about what they're doing in public schools is setting the kids up for the fall. And Heather was actually highlighting that. So go ahead, Heather, go ahead and explain that as to what is going on in public schools and how the pharmaceutical companies are using the mental health professionals to set up students in public schools.
Yes, and actually a couple of interesting things is that most of the prescriptions that are given aren't even by, like, psychologists.
Yep.
They're just regular doctors. You go in for a sore back.
Yep.
They'll give you Prozac.
Yep.
Things like that. But this is in the public schools. It's a teen screen survey.
Yeah.
And it's given to children as young as 9 years old.
Yep.
And here are some of the questions that they ask. We started mentioning those earlier. It's one of them is, has there been a time when you felt you couldn't do anything well or that you weren't as good looking or smart as other people?
Okay, so
has anybody ever felt inferior to those three questions? Of course.
Who hasn't? Who hasn't? So this would qualify everybody as ADHD then, if we
would answer
yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course.
It's got to get better than that.
And then, well, one of the other questions is, in the last year, has there been any situation when you had less energy than usual?
Yeah, every day of my life. You know, it's interesting. So, Isaiah, remember how he felt undone when he was in the presence of the Lord?
It was me, I'm undone.
I feel that way all the time. That's why I always press into prayer. Mm-hmm. And I'm pressing into prayer because the Bible says we're supposed to press into the kingdom of God and the violent take it by force. Mm-hmm. So when I feel undone,
exactly right.
I need medicine.
I
need more grace. I need more power from the Christ, mm-hmm. the most high resurrected one. That is grace. We're saved by grace through faith and that not of ourselves. We have a need of a savior. We have a need of a doctor, the great physician, when we know that we have a disease called carnality. Of course, that's why we go to Christ. But these devils are trying to diagnose you as saying that you're sick and you need dangerous psychotropic drugs when you don't play up to their criteria or to their standard, friends. This is criminal.
It is.
And I hate to say it, folks, but almost everything that goes through these airwaves concerning the Sons of Liberty, we're highlighting the criminals for who they are, so you will highlight justice to establish righteousness in the streets of America.
Amen.
This is criminal, friends.
Exactly right. They replace this. This mentality goes right along, this sinful mentality goes right along with, well, it's not good enough in our community, therefore the government fix it. Christ did always highlight the sin.
Yeah.
Here it is.
Of course.
I am the light of the world.
Yeah,
I am the savior of men.
As they're advocating and educating mm-hmm. and indoctrinating with misinformation in public schools, of course they're going to answer the question the way that they want them to answer the question. Right. You know, they didn't ask any questions. Do you have a desire for another man? Do you have a desire for another woman? No, they advocate those crimes.
That's right.
Then they can go to a movie theater and they can learn how to use drugs and they can learn how to kill their neighbors. They don't ask those questions.
Mm-hmm.
See, folks, this is sick. These people that are ministering or administering these questions to the young people, they're the ones that need the drugs.
Yeah.
They need to be thrown in a stinking cell is what they need to be thrown into. And I'm not kidding.
No, that's exactly right. They are purposely going after, again, we always talk about this. It's about the kids.
Of course.
They're going right to the
always.
Public school. Listen to this thing, teen screen, that Heather's talking about. Teen screen. But yet it's given to 9-year-olds?
Yeah.
So it's apparently like, oh, teenagers. Yeah, I guess teenagers, they're going through puberty, they're changing, you know, all this other stuff. Maybe we need to give them a little. No, they're going to 9-year-olds.
Yeah.
And they want to go even younger than that.
Give me another question. What did they ask
you? Yeah, what's more questions?
One of the questions?
Those are the only ones I
can give me the first round of questions that you asked.
Okay.
That they'll ask a student in public schools.
Yep. It is.
By the way, according to the IMS Health, sales of antidepressants in the United States, they surpassed $11 billion in 2010.
And then just watch that. $11 billion. Now they've got money to buy lobbyists. Now the lobbyists do what? They pressure Congress to get things into public schools.
That's right. And the founder and the father of ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, said that ADHD is a prime example of a fictitious disease. Of course, because it's not God's method.
That's right.
Go ahead, Heather.
Okay, and then Carrie just brought up another one that, because she had done some research on it too. They said, have you ever felt like you forgot to lock the door or turn off the stove?
I've never done that.
What the heck?
I mean, unless you're
hey,
not
honey, will you go check the door, make sure I locked it? Oh, there's the doctor right there. He's ADHD. He needs some medicine
Mr.
there.
Mr. Dean, I think we have something for you to fix that so you won't ever think about locking the door.
So what's better, I forgot to lock the door or confusion, depersonalization, hostility, homicidal ideation, alcohol abuse, feeling drunk, loss of consciousness, delusions, manic reactions, suicidal ideation? Are you kidding me?
Those are the warnings
on
the box. So you take
they're
a pill.
On the black box.
Yep. You take a pill because you forget to lock the door. I know it sounds silly, folks, but this is literally, this is what, they don't care. You forgot to tie your shoe. Here's a pill. Why? Because you make money on the back end of that pill.
Right.
And when you got so many people making money, the love of money is the root of all evil.
That's right. Follow the money trail.
Keep
That's right.
Throwing evil good. We don't care.
I have personal experience in this
arena.
One time, I'd found that a family member of mine was put on Ritalin because of the fact that he was diagnosed with ADHD.
Had nothing to do with
which is a fictitious disease, said the scientific father of ADHD, Leon Eisenberg. I'm going to keep reiterating that.
Yep.
I found out that he was on them. I called the doctor immediately, if that's what she wants to call herself, the stinking whack, and that's exactly what she is. I said, ma'am, did you put this little boy on antidepressants? And she said, yes, I did. I said, can you tell me why? Because he's ADHD. I said, really? What did you do before the 80s, before there was anything such or anything named ADHD? Oh, wait a second. You used to love your children and chastise them and scourge them and discipline them. Now you put them on dangerous psychotropic drugs, right? I told her, ma'am, this is what I said to her, quote, unquote. I got the letter at home, as a matter of fact. I said, ma'am, either you pull that little boy off those antidepressants yesterday, else, ma'am, I'm going to get an attorney and I'm going after your license. I kid you negative. One day later, I got a letter from this whack psychiatrist that put this little boy on dangerous antidepressant drugs, saying that she is now taking him off them dangerous antidepressants. Folks, this is why you need the Holy Ghost, to discern when something's right and when something's wrong. This is dangerous. And before all of these findings, the Holy Ghost was always telling me, Bradley, not right. Big flag, lights flashing all over the place. There's something wrong. The kid is totally normal until he takes the ADHD solvents. Friends, which is an example of a fictitious disease, said the scientific follower of ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Here's the point. You can't justify it.
No, you can't.
You can't justify it.
I've got a response to this article. When I was a child, this woman said, I too was diagnosed with ADHD. My physician chose to prescribe a legal form of speed, thereby setting artificial limit to my supposed hyperactivity. Yep. As I got older and reached high school, I discovered I was technically addicted to my own prescribed medication. I discovered later, when I was off the medication, my normal metabolism had been permanently destroyed. Today, I must keep to a strict minimal diet consisting almost exclusively vegetables and fruit. Any protein must be kept away. Hard price to pay for a physician's decision. I wonder at what current group of children will discover as they reach legal age.
We got to talk about kickback.
Yeah.
Because you know that's involved. Folks, hour two coming up.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.